Hi, my name is Molly Schulte Tucker, and I have the privilege of pastoring the good people of Ridgewood Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky. In January of 2023, we are embarking on a journey through the Psalms with all my heart. The Psalms express every human emotion to God, from anger to joy, from resentment to acceptance. The poetry and prose and prayers show us that the psalmist didn't quite have God figured out either, but continued to pray and praise and trust. In this series on the Psalms, we'll talk about the beauty of these scriptures and where we might find the musings of our own hearts echoed. In the second week of a worship series called The Psalms with All My Heart. Last week, you may remember, we talked about the names that we use for God. At the beginning of our prayer or how we call out to God, maybe in that moment we need God to be healer. Maybe in that moment we need God to be friend. But the way that we address God is important to who we think God is and what we think God does for us. You'll remember we did just a very basic run through of the book of Psalms last week. There are about 150, and that's because we think some psalms may have been put together. Actually, Psalm 40 that we read today, we think might actually be part of another psalm originally. So there's about 150, but some were glued together. Some might have been broken apart from their original writing. But they were used in collective worship, like we are in now, and also throughout time as individual prayers. They reflect what was going on in the author's life, but also apply to us equally today. We joined this chorus of people who have prayed the Psalms for thousands of years. What a beautiful thing. Just maybe, when we read a psalm like Psalm 40, maybe it echoes the kind of day that we are having. Maybe you're having an okay day, or maybe you find yourself in the desolate pit. Could you identify with that? Watch this.
Anthony, I feel like no one understands me.
For Alexander, life couldn't get worse.
I can't believe Elliot texted photoshopped pictures of me to the whole school.
My MacBook!
Unbelievable.
For his family, life couldn't be better.
I got a call today. I have an interview for a game design firm.
You could be looking at the new vice president of Lone Hill Press.
Once I get my license tomorrow, I kind of have everything I've ever wanted. I'm hashtag blessed, you know?
But one day can change everything.
Shouldn't you guys be up?
Does anyone know where the diapers are?
Coming in for a razor, honey.
Sorry!
Hey, man, guys are ready for you.
Here you go.
First, we thought it was a little weird that you even applied for this job because we're pretty young and you're
older.
Space is all green.
It's not poisonous. I don't think it's poisonous.
I'll be your driving examiner.
It's my girlfriend probably wants to start prom. We never answer the phone when I'm driving.
Proms don't happen every day.
Hey, Celia.
Put the phone down.
You tricked me.
Get out.
I don't think he passed.
This day is so cursed.
You're not passing the blame on this one.
It was her fault.
I don't feel the problem for anyone. Stop! I think that you just gotta have the bad days so you can love the good days even more. Trust me, I would know.
We are not going to let this day get the better of us.
Are we ready, Coopers?
Yes!
Let's go, Wreck-It Ralph.
That's good.
Pretty good.
Is
that a pirate's boss?
Yes, it be! Yeah.
That is so dope!
Stop! Stop the girl!
I still have me arms!
You're some!
Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
You have no idea the kind of day we are having.
A modern take on that book, I'm assuming some of you all read as children, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. And he's moving to Australia. The truth is, some days feel like the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days. And some days are okay. And some days are great. I don't know what you walked in here with on your heart today. But as we read Psalm 40, the word that comes to us from the psalmist is that we will always have needs. Whether our day is terrible, horrible, no good, and very bad, or whether we're having an okay day. As human beings, we will always have needs. Needs never go away. And typically when we have needs, we cry out to God, like the psalmist did, claiming that God took him or her from that desolate pit. Even the psalmist suggests that even in tough moments, our center and sense of belonging is found in the trust we have that God is working for our good. Thank you, Alice. I want to share with you a quote I found this week. Whether individually or corporately, we always pray out of need, at least in the sense that no deliverance is final in this mortal life. Man, don't you wish that when we prayed, it would just fix it? Don't you wish that when we prayed, answers came suddenly, quickly, clearly, right in front of us? At our luckiest or most coincidental moments, sometimes they do, but far and above, far more often, they do not. But man, I wish they did, don't you? We pray when we need things. We pray oftentimes from the pit of noise. What we think the psalmist may be talking about, the noise that was in the waters of an abyss. That noise can be deafening. We pray when things aren't going well. We pray when we feel lost. We pray when we need things fixed. We pray when we're hurting. We pray from the miry clay. We pray from the thickest mire, and we expect that God would rescue us. Last week, we also talked about how there are different kinds of psalms. I won't give you that list again, but there are several different types of psalms, of prayers, of worship songs that psalmists wrote. The beginning half of Psalm 40, even though it talks about the desolate pit, did you know the first 10 verses of Psalm 40 is considered a psalm of thanksgiving? The second half being a psalm of lament. Take note of that. First our thanks and then our lament. This psalm, in particular, we think was actually written as two psalms, the first 10 verses being one psalm. The second half of the verse actually mimics very, very closely Psalm 70, if you ever need that in Trivial Pursuit. In the psalmist's moment of need, in that miry clay, in the midst of the noise that pollutes the assuredness of the heart, the psalmist offers thanksgiving. Not for this moment at hand. The psalmist gives thanks for who God has been, who God is, and who the psalmist ultimately trusts God will prove to be. This God sees us and hears us in this roiling pit of noise, but never leaves us there. The truth is, Alexander was right. The truth is, there are terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days. They may be here now, they may be weeks ago, they may be weeks ahead, but here's what the psalmist tells us. The same God who we believe is with us when our heart is full of joy is with us when our feet are in the clay. Because the psalmist understands, and what we understand is that God finds us in the pit of noise. God rescues us from the pit of noise. Because that's just who God is. James Mays, a scholar in Old Testament, especially the Psalms, says this: the psalmist trusts himself to the gospel he has proclaimed in the situation in which he now is. He does what is usually so difficult to do. Live by the gospel you preach. But if we are to live by that gospel that we preach, here's what I believe. Here's what I preach. I believe that God loves us deeply, lavishly, recklessly, graciously, always. I believe that God desires our flourishing, every single one of us equally, always and forever, in this life and the next. I believe that bad things happen to good people. I believe that people are made good, but they live through things that harden our hearts, maybe towards one another out of an act of self-preservation or self-protection or anger or fear or hurt. I believe that God doesn't want these things to happen to us, but because we live in this world as human beings, we reflect the image of God, but we are not God. So when we remember who God is in that miry clay, we remember that God wants good for us because God loves us. That God is on our team, even if just to remind us that we are not alone in the pit, even if just to remind ourselves to trust the Creator who loves us and cares for us, even in the mess, maybe that could lift our hearts just a little. I don't know what you brought in on your heart today, but if I can look back at my own life, and maybe you could look at yours, I trust that God doesn't leave us here. I trust that God is with us. I trust that God loves us. I trust that God rescues us from the noise. Amen.